Welcome to the debate. Today, we delve into a really critical issue for the nation's security infrastructure, which is, facing just unprecedented digital threats, and frankly, some pretty stringent federal mandates. We'll be addressing the topic, Rapid7 versus Qualys, for securing and accelerating the federal speed to mission. I'm Corey Thomas, and I'll be advocating for the Rapid7 platform.
And I'm Sam Thacker, presenting the case for Qualys. And Corey, you're right. When we look at agencies like the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Department of Justice, DOJ, I mean, they're really on the front lines, aren't they? Battling sophisticated nation-state adversaries, transnational criminal organizations. And, you know, on top of that, they're navigating this complex web of mandates, things like Executive Order 14028, various CISA binding operational directives, and this urgent push towards zero-trust architecture. So the core question before us today, Corey, it really is fundamental. Which cybersecurity solution, Rapid7 or Qualys, is truly better equipped to meet these intense demands, accelerate those critical mission objectives, and, well, build a robust, modern cybersecurity posture for these vital federal entities? It's really a debate about agility versus perhaps established strength in a very high-stakes environment.
Well, from my perspective, Sam, Rapid7's InsightGov Club platform is, I'd argue, strategically designed for this exact moment. Having achieved Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, that's FedRAMP, moderate authorization back in July 2025, our platform isn't just, you know, a collection of tools. It's really a unified suite of capabilities built specifically for federal agencies. We bring together InsightVM for advanced vulnerability risk management, which includes AI-driven active risk scoring, and very precise known exploited vulnerability, or KEV, tracking. Then there's InsightIDR, our cloud-native security information and event management, or SIEM, which kind of acts as a central brain for all the security logs, and extended detection and response, XDR, which takes SIEM a step further by integrating even more data sources for a truly holistic threat view. This includes user and entity behavior analytics, UEBA, which is just crucial for spotting those unusual behavior patterns that might signal an insider threat or, you know, a compromised account. And finally, Insight Connect offers security orchestration, automation, and response, SOAR, with a no-code workflow builder and over 300 integrations. This integrated approach, for me, it directly aligns with federal modernization efforts to implement zero-trust architecture, ZTA, operationalize the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation CDM program, and ensure rapid, demonstrable compliance with CSI directives. It's really a powerful force multiplier for these overwhelmed federal security teams, providing a single source of truth for risk across complex hybrid environments, ultimately allowing them to accelerate their mission.
Corey, I certainly see the appeal of a unified platform, and Rapid7 definitely brings some compelling features to the table. However, Qualys has a long-standing and, frankly, a very significant presence within the federal government, built on trust and, well, proven performance. Our cloud platform also holds FedRAMP moderate authorization, and it's currently deployed to approximately 70 agencies through the DHS TDM Group F initiative. So Qualys has been a consistent, trusted partner, excelling in comprehensive vulnerability scanning, boasting over, I think it's 150,000 signatures now, to ensure broad asset visibility across truly vast federal networks. And this isn't just about scanning, right? It's about making sure every nook and cranny of the federal attack surface is accounted for. We effectively support compliance with critical mandates like CSI BOD 23-01 for continuous asset discovery and vulnerability enumeration, ensuring agencies aren't, you know, flying blind.
Our recently evolved True Risk model really aids in risk-based prioritization, moving beyond just the traditional CVSS scores to give more contextual intelligence. Furthermore, Qualys' established inclusion on the CDM Approved Products List, the APL, and its robust reporting capabilities for FISMA and FedRAMP provide agencies with a proven, reliable, and crucially, compliant solution for foundational cybersecurity and continuous monitoring. We allow them to leverage existing investments and maintain operational stability without perhaps the disruptive overhaul a new sort of unified platform might demand.
Sam, I understand the emphasis on comprehensive detection and that established presence. And Qualys certainly has a long history there, no question. But let's really dig into risk-based vulnerability management and prioritization, especially In the context of CISA BOD 2201 and that focus on known exploited vulnerabilities, my argument is that Rapid7 Insight VM's active risk scoring model fundamentally shifts the focus. It moves away from an overwhelming volume of findings to identifying the most critical, truly actionable risks. We uniquely integrate real-world threat context, exploit knowledge from the Metasploit framework, which, as you know, is pretty much the gold standard for penetration testing, and data on actual attacker behavior. This precision directly supports CISA BOD 2201, which mandates prioritizing KVs. It allows federal teams to focus remediation efforts on the vulnerabilities that actually matter, maximizing their limited resources. Our platform provides what we call closed-loop exploitability validation with Metasploit. Now, what this means is we're not just scanning for potential weaknesses, we're actively and safely simulating an attack to confirm if a vulnerability is genuinely exploitable in your specific environment. It's like having a real-world test result, not just, you know, a theoretical warning, offering definitive proof of exploitability, and that's a critical differentiator in actionable risk reduction. For agencies like the FBI, where every second counts in a high-stakes investigation, this predictive validation can be the difference between containment and, well, a catastrophic breach. It's not just about identifying a vulnerability, it's about confirming its immediate danger and enabling immediate targeted action.
Corey, I agree that prioritization is absolutely critical, and the focus on actionable risk is important, no doubt. However, Qualys's strength, I would argue, lies in its comprehensive detection capabilities. With our vast signature database, we ensure no potential vulnerability is left undiscovered across the entire attack surface. While Rapid7 emphasizes those with known public exploits, our true risk model has significantly evolved to provide sophisticated risk-based prioritization, moving far beyond just raw CVSS scores. We factor in asset criticality, business impact, threat intelligence, all of that to help agencies focus their efforts effectively. My concern for federal agencies with their incredibly diverse and high-stakes missions is that by only focusing on known exploited vulnerabilities, you might inadvertently miss emerging threats or perhaps vulnerabilities without public exploits that a sophisticated nation-state actor could still weaponize. Comprehensive coverage is, I believe, paramount for federal agencies to meet their compliance obligations and ensure a truly complete security posture. We prioritize ensuring no stone is left unturned, which for federal agencies facing these kinds of threats means even a seemingly minor, unexploited vulnerability could be a critical foothold. The risk of missing one such vulnerability could be far greater than the perceived fatigue from too much data, wouldn't you say?
Sam, I appreciate the point about comprehensive coverage, but I'm just not convinced that maximizing sheer volume is the most effective strategy for federal agencies already, frankly, overwhelmed by the scale of their security challenges. Qualys's historical approach, you know, focused on that vast signature database, often leads to what we've termed vulnerability fatigue. And I've seen it firsthand, working with federal agencies where their security teams were literally drowning in reports. Thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of findings every week. The sheer volume makes it incredibly difficult to identify what truly matters, and critical vulnerabilities can absolutely get lost in the noise. CISA and OMB, they aren't just asking for compliance checklists anymore. They emphasize genuine security investments that produce measurable risk reduction. Rapid7's focus on that critical, maybe 2 to 5% of vulnerabilities that are actively exploited, delivers clear signal over noise, which is what federal agencies truly need to act swiftly on CISA's directives like BOD 2201. Quantity of vulnerabilities just doesn't equate to quality of protection if you can't prioritize what truly matters and act decisively. Our approach enables federal teams to become more proactive threat hunters rather than just reactive vulnerability managers chasing endless lists.
Corey, I understand the concern about vulnerability fatigue, and it's a very real challenge, I grant you that. But to suggest that Qualys hasn't evolved beyond simply listing vulnerabilities, well, I think that misses the mark. Our true risk model directly addresses that noise concern. It provides deep contextual prioritization that goes far beyond just raw CVSS scores, integrating threat intelligence and asset criticality. We're not just throwing data at agencies, we're providing intelligence to act on it. Furthermore, The fundamental goal for federal agencies, especially those protecting critical infrastructure, has to be reducing the overall attack surface. A comprehensive scan identifies all potential weaknesses, known, exploited, or not, because for a determined adversary, any vulnerability can potentially be a vector. This comprehensive view is a critical part of a holistic security strategy for federal agencies with these diverse and high-stakes missions. Qualys' long-standing presence and wide adoption across the federal landscape, including its crucial role in the CDN program for nearly 70 agencies, demonstrates its proven effectiveness in these environments for precisely that comprehensive coverage and evolving risk-based prioritization. It's about building a robust foundation that leaves fewer gaps, which is just essential when the stakes are as high as national security. Okay, let's shift our focus slightly maybe to platform integration versus what I see as a strength of a point solution approach, particularly for detection, response, and automation. Qualys provides a really robust foundation for vulnerability management and asset visibility, directly aligning with CISA BOD 23-01 for that continuous asset discovery and vulnerability enumeration. Now, for more advanced functions like SIEM and SOAR, Qualys integrates seamlessly with leading third-party tools via its extensive and, importantly, open APIs. Many federal agencies already have substantial investments in established SIEMs, like Splunk, for instance, or in security orchestration platforms that they've customized, sometimes over years, forcing them to kind of rip and replace these functional, deeply integrated systems just to adopt a new unified platform. Well, that can lead to significant disruption and expense, potentially hindering their speed to mission. Agencies often prefer, in my experience, a best-of-breed approach for specialized capabilities. It allows them to leverage existing infrastructure and build tailored security ecosystems. Our strength is that focused expertise, and our open APIs allow for flexible integration, empowering agencies to build the precise solution that best fits their unique operational requirements and their existing tech stack, you know, without having to start completely from scratch.
Sam, I certainly see the appeal of flexibility, and yes, leveraging existing investments makes sense on the surface, but I'd frame the discussion about platform integration very differently when we consider the current threat landscape and these pressing federal mandates. The Rapid7 Insight platform's core advantage is its genuinely unified architecture. It seamlessly integrates VM through Insight VM, SIEM XDR through Insight IDR with native EDR and UEBA included, and SOAR through Insight Connect's no-code automation engine. This directly addresses the critical requirements of Executive Order 14028 for government-wide EDR and OMB M21-31 for centralized logging, providing automated response workflows right out of the box. This holistic approach significantly reduces tool sprawl. It eliminates that costly swivel chair analysis where analysts are just jumping between disparate consoles trying to connect the dots, and it lowers the total cost of ownership. Rapid7's native SOAR capability is a significant differentiator over Qualys, which, while offering APIs, ultimately relies on custom scripting or, you know, external tools for true orchestration. This unified approach offers genuine operational efficiency and a consistent, real-time view of the security posture, which is increasingly vital for agencies trying to keep pace with evolving threats. For example, consolidating these functions just means faster incident response times, a clear advantage when every minute counts during an active breach.
While I understand the compelling vision of a single unified platform, Corey, the practical reality for many federal agencies, especially those with deeply entrenched legacy systems, often leans towards a more cautious, perhaps modular, integration. The idea of rip and replace for functional CMs or SOAR systems, which represent significant investments in time, money, and training, well, that can introduce monumental disruption and expenses. That disruption alone can severely impact an agency's ability to maintain its speed to mission in critical operational areas. Qualys' strength is its focused expertise in vulnerability management and asset discovery, and its open APIs provide that necessary flexibility. This enables agencies to build tailored solutions that seamlessly integrate into their existing, often complex, operational environments.
Evolve their security posture incrementally and strategically, rather than facing a daunting, all-at-once migration that could potentially create new vulnerabilities or operational slowdowns. It's really about empowering choice and stability in a highly regulated and, let's face it, risk-averse environment.
Sam, that's a fair point about the challenges of rip and replace, and I absolutely acknowledge that reality. However, let me give you maybe a different perspective on the urgency here. The operational tempo dictated by CISA directives and the persistent critical cybersecurity skills gap, they make automation a mission-critical necessity, not really a luxury anymore. When seconds count in a breach, native automation can be a game-changer. Insight Connect's native automation isn't just about, you know, basic scripting. It allows for direct automated actions like automatically creating ServiceNow tickets, deploying patches, or quarantining compromised hosts based on Insight IDR detections. This force multiplier capability significantly reduces mean time to respond. MTTR from what could be weeks of manual effort down to mere hours.
This is absolutely vital for agencies like the FBI in their incident response and threat attribution efforts, where rapid containment is just paramount. This is a crucial gap where Qualys's point solution, relying on external integrations, simply cannot contribute with the same speed and native responsiveness. Our platform empowers federal teams to move from reactive to proactive, automating away the mundane stuff so they can focus on high-impact strategic tasks. Okay, finally, let's maybe discuss how each solution aligns with key federal initiatives like Zero Trust Architecture, CDM modernization, cloud security, and crucially, overall usability.
Rapid7 is in essence purpose-built as a Zero Trust accelerator. Its integrated platform provides the continuous monitoring and verification required across devices with Insight VM, user behavior with Insight IDR's UBA, and cloud entitlements with Insight CloudSec's Cloud Infrastructure Entitlement Management, or CIEM.
This directly supports the five pillars of OMB M2209, which, as you know, outlines the federal Zero Trust strategy. It actively helps agencies evolve their CDM implementation beyond just basic inventory to more advanced, risk-based decision-making. Rapid7's FedRAMP Moderate Insight CloudGov, which achieved authorization in July 2025, offers real-time cloud security posture management, CSPM, and robust Kubernetes security, aligning with critical guidance like TIC 3.0, the Trusted Internet Connections Initiative. Furthermore, when we look at practical day-to-day operations, Rapid7 consistently receives higher marks for ease of use. G2 user reviews, for instance, show 88% for Rapid7 versus 82% for Qualys for ease of use. Now, this isn't just a number, right? It translates directly to faster analyst onboarding, reduced training costs, and enhanced operational efficiency for federal teams already struggling with resource constraints.
Qualys has an undeniably established and, well, deep-seated position in the federal landscape. Its cloud platform holding FedRAMP moderate authorization and its proven inclusion in the CDM program, that's significant. We've been delivering essential asset and vulnerability management capabilities to dozens of agencies for years now. Our continuous scanning, including highly flexible agent-based deployment, directly supports CISA's BOD 2301's requirements for continuous asset discovery and vulnerability enumeration, ensuring compliance with those critical mandates. Qualys also offers robust cloud security capabilities within its unified platform, providing visibility and control across cloud environments.
The federal market often, and I'd say understandably, prioritizes established, widely adopted solutions with a strong, proven track record of compliance and reliability under strict government mandates. For foundational cybersecurity services, our proven reliability, wide adoption, and long history of supporting critical federal missions give agencies immense confidence. We represent a stable, trusted partner that can be integrated with relatively low friction into existing, often complex, federal operational frameworks.
Sam, while Qualys certainly has a strong compliance record and an established footprint, my concern, and what we hear from users, is that its platform has often been described as, well, over-modularized, with separate app modules and maybe a clunky user interface. Now, this isn't just an aesthetic complaint. It can genuinely hinder the agility and efficiency of federal security teams that are already struggling with severe resource constraints and an overwhelming workload. Rapid7's philosophy is different. We offer a clean, intuitive web interface and unified dashboards that simplify complex security tasks and compliance reporting. We provide customizable dashboards for FISMA and FedRAMP continuous monitoring on demand, streamlining what can often be a pretty cumbersome process.
Our platform's breadth, including OT-aware capabilities for operational technology and comprehensive application security testing with Inside AppSec, offers a more complete solution for the diverse and expanding attack services of federal agencies. You know, consider an agency like CBP, Customs and Border Protection, which has to secure not only traditional IT, but also industrial control systems in ports and borders. A truly unified, user-friendly platform that spans these environments provides a far more efficient and effective solution for these complex, high-stakes missions.
Corey, I'd suggest that while clunky might have been a perception in the past, Qualys has continuously refined its platform and user interface. Our wide federal adoption, I think, demonstrates that agencies find it not only effective, but genuinely usable in practice, especially for the core foundational security services we provide so well. For these critical non-negotiable services, the proven stability, compliance, and comprehensive coverage offered by Qualys often takes precedence for federal decision makers. It's really about minimizing risk and ensuring continuity. Qualys's longstanding ecosystem of integrations ensures it can be effectively deployed and managed within existing federal operational frameworks, offering a low-friction option for meeting critical security mandates without forcing a disruptive paradigm shift.
We understand the nuances of federal procurement and deployment, and we offer a reliable path forward that honors existing investments while still delivering modern, risk-based security. We are not just a point solution. We are a deeply integrated and proven partner for the long haul.
Well, this discussion has certainly highlighted the complex and critical nature of cybersecurity for federal agencies like DHS and DOJ. We've explored the strengths of Rapid7, emphasizing its unified platform approach for vulnerability management, detection, response, and automation. We've delved into its risk-based prioritization and how its native capabilities truly align with urgent mandates like zero trust architecture and modernizing the CDM program. The ability to deliver consolidated intelligent action across the entire security lifecycle, you know, without the friction of disparate tools, is for me a compelling advantage for accelerating the federal speed to mission.
And we've also delved into the enduring strengths of Qualys, particularly its established and extensive federal footprint. Its comprehensive vulnerability scanning capabilities that ensure that broad visibility, and its proven compliance with crucial programs like FedRAMP and CDM. We've also seen how its flexible integration via robust APIs allows agencies to build tailored solutions that leverage their existing security ecosystems effectively. Our long history of supporting critical federal missions, providing comprehensive coverage, and continuously evolving our risk models. Well, that underscores our value as a reliable and deeply trusted partner in protecting national security.
Ultimately, the optimal choice for securing and accelerating the federal speed to mission will undoubtedly depend on each agency's unique needs, their existing infrastructure, and their specific strategic priorities. Both solutions clearly bring formidable capabilities to the table.
Indeed. We encourage all our listeners to consider these nuanced perspectives, weigh the strengths and strategic implications of each approach, and perhaps delve deeper into the material to inform their own conclusions about which cybersecurity solution best serves the nation's security needs in this very dynamic digital landscape.